Because it's kind of like this. I'm kind of okay sometimes with other people giving kids things that parents won't or whatever, because I think you also have to teach your kids to accept kind gestures. And I think Fart Pants is a really great speaker about that. You know, just accepting things gracefully, just being grateful, saying thank you, you know, be on your way or whatever, you know, gracious. I'm very gracious, but I'd rather be the giver than the taker. I'm not good at receiving things. My things I receive, here we go back to that childhood drama.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I think Fart Pants, be on your way or whatever.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4617 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 21st of October, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all will continue telling you about the trip to Lost Wages and all about the day. Hello, dozeners, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your two, I say Tuesday, is going well. Y'all, you're dozeners today, because y'all, it's just 12. Just 12 days until we return to standard time. Can you tell Big Fatty's excited about it? Yes, Big Fatty, where is almost, this is becoming almost as repetitive as when the old gal says,
pray, septembre.
Well, you only really have to hear it eight more little shows after today, because you know, it's just, yes, Big Fatty, we get it, move the show forward. So y'all, I'll tell you about the weekend a little bit later on as I'm catching up on the Lost Wages trip. But y'all got up Monday morning. By the way, slept like a baby Sunday night. Y'all, it was clean sheet night because I had washed the lava chamber sheets prior to departing. And so, y'all, that's always a lovely situation. Got up Monday morning. I had a English muffin for my brofkas, read my e-paper, did my puzzles. Had to catch up on the Sudoku in the newspapers that came while I was gone. And so I think I've done two of the three that I had waiting on me. Big Fatty, can you stay awake? I'm gonna try. I did those, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the big circle. Y'all, I got an update on the number of houses in Fat Acres that were decorated for Gay Crema. Y'all, it's gone from 153 last Monday to 179 as of Monday this week. And y'all, it's beginning to look a lot like Gay Crema. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's see. After I finished that, y'all, I had sent the NIP a message saying I needed to go to the Kohl's, and I was probably going to run by the Costco, and then a quick trip to the Von's East. He says, I'm running, moving kind of slow. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, just like Uncle Joe, it's true. And Big Fatty hopped in Earl Grey, and I was all fine. was off to the cools. Y'all, speaking of the cools, y'all, I got the nicest, just the nicest surprise from Miss Bacon. You heard her at the beginning of today's little show, and y'all, what she did, she went shopping at the cools, and instead of putting her phone number in for the cools cash, y'all, she put my phone number in, and so y'all, I'm getting she's gifting me $10 cools cash, Miss Baker, that's just the sweetest thing, and I appreciate that so much. But y'all, went by the cools and picked up my items that I had ordered. I'd ordered some glass lantern things that have like a winter scene on it with the chroma trees and the snow and everything, and it has one of those fake candles on the inside of it that you can turn it on and it comes on for 6 hours a day and then off for 18. And y'all, they're much nicer than I even expected them to be. So I picked those up, and I'd gotten me some new lounge pants, lounge wire. Y'all, it has a little a wiener dog with a Santa Claus hat on them. And y'all, a new tablecloth, Big Fatty, just what you need, another damn tablecloth. Well, that's probably true, but anyway, it's kind of a fallish Halloweeny. It's orange and black, but it's a checkerboard, and it's got some white, and it's more of a plaid, I guess, instead of a checkerboard. And y'all, it looks really nice. It doesn't scream Halloweeny, but it definitely works for Halloweeny. Yes, be ready. Enough of the weenie. And I did go to the Costco, and let's just see what did I get there. Oh, y'all got me some melatonin. Got me some. Y'all, they've got a 2-pack of creamy dill pickle solid mix. Y'all, I think I've tried that before, and it was okay. Got some Brussels sprouts, some cone on the cob. Y'all, I'm gonna have. What am I gonna have? Big Freddy? We don't know. Y'all, I'm gonna fix a pot roast in the cracker pot for right at Fatty's, and picked up a 4-pound package of thick slice Applewood Bayfren. Y'all, they've got that good crema chocolate treat mix called the Mingle Mix. Y'all, if you go to the Costco and you see the Mingle Mix, it's real good. And y'all, then they had a set of 200 mini LED lights, and y'all, I got them. Not because I needed them, but y'all, it's programmable, and I can set them to to whatever colors, you know, individual colors, and then it has red, white, and green. It has multicolor. It has red, white, and blue, and it has purple, orange, and yellow. And all you do is push the little button on the little thing, and y'all, that saves me from having to change out the y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. change out the lights on the little trees out back here at the villa as often, and all I gotta do is push a button. Yes, McVinny. So I'm gonna give them a try. I only bought one package of them. Y'all, they're not cheap. And then from there, y'all, I got Earl Grey Wurst, and then I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Ready! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Ready, we hear it, y'all, as I do, Big Ready, no, you don't usually do it on Monday, no, I don't, but y'all, there were a few, I didn't really have a lot of food here in the villa, so I needed to get some things, and there were some things that were on sale that I wanted to take advantage of. Y'all, got the, They had the solid kits, buy one, get one free. So I got the bacon Caesar kit and the smokehouse chopped solid kit. Y'all, I got they had the Stufa's Lean Cuisines on sale, 3 for $10. Y'all, it used to be 4 for $10. That tells you how things are going up. But it's the cream chip beef. I got 3 of those. Y'all, they had the Italian the mild sausage on sale, and they're in the meat department, so I got that. Y'all, they had the Bounce Free and Gentle, a giant box of it. It was on sale, plus I had a coupon, so I went ahead and got that. Y'all, they had the little mini sweet peppers, the orange, yellow, and red on sale. Buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had the Reynolds slow cooker liners on sale. No, they weren't on sale. I had a coupon. Y'all, I picked up another loaf of the rustic oven sourdough bread. Y'all, they had something I just on a whim. It was on sale. And y'all, it was Snyder's pretzels, but y'all, it's butter rounds. And y'all, they're little, they're probably marble-sized little pretzel rounds that are very buttery. And y'all, they're really good. And you don't get so much in your mouth that it's like, wah, 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 you know. Y'all, they had the Riser's Main Street Bistro potatoes. Y'all, they had the twice-baked potatoes. They were on sale, plus I had a coupon. Y'all, they had blue cheese dressing right there in the vegetable department, chilled vegetable department. Buy one, get one free, so I got a thing of blue cheese. Y'all, they had a new brand of original English muffins. I don't remember. It's like salt and batter or I don't remember what it is, but, you know, it's kind of specialty. And I had a coupon for those, so I thought I'd give them a try. And y'all, then they had the sliced up original sausages on sale. Buy one, get one free. Y'all, I spent $60.48, but I saved $29.01. Yes, Big Betty, use it to buy some more music. Well, I may have to. But y'all, there were some things, a lot of those things were just on sale, and I wanted to get them before they went off sale. But you know, I'll be buying more stuff come hump day, because you know, you got to go to the Von's East on hump day. Yes, Big Betty, we've heard. And y'all, then I got back home, put away my provisions in the larder, and y'all, then I, I got two fried chicken bazooms also, so I had those for my lunch. I only ate, I ate all the good crunchy part off of both of them, but I only ate the meat off of one of them, and I pulled the meat off the bones of the other one, and put that on my solids that I bought. And y'all, I did all of that and unpacked all of my things from the coos. And y'all, I laid down for just a couple of minutes just to kind of put my feet up. I didn't sleep or anything, but I decided, okay, it's time to get up, Big Fatty. Y'all, I was gone for 4 hours running all those errands and everything, but y'all, I think that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Now, y'all, I think that I had basically told you about Wednesday. Y'all, we did go, I did say I was going to elaborate a little bit more on the Cirque du Soleil show that we saw Wednesday night. It's called Ka, K-A. And y'all, it's It's absolutely spectacular. And you know, a lot of Cirque du Soleil shows have a sameness to them. They kind of have, you know, the story changes and everything, but it's kind of basically the same kinds of acrobatic things. Y'all, these were acrobatic things, but y'all, it was a marvel to see it technically. Y'all, the floor in this thing went all kinds of directions. I mean, it went straight up and down. And sideways, and it was spectacular. And the theater, this is at the MGM Grande. The theater has been built for this. You know, like most Cirque du Soleil shows, they're in there for the long haul. But y'all, the theater is absolutely outstanding. Outstanding, I say. And the show ran about an hour and a half, maybe a couple of minutes longer. But y'all, there was not a single dull moment at all. And you know, they had some comic relief in there and all this kind of stuff. And there was a fat woman in there. And y'all, I won't tell you who I thought of when I saw this fat woman, but Big Betty, was it me? No, I'll not say. I'll absolutely not say. But needless to say, she was getting ready to go to the opera. She looked like she was ready to go to the opera and sing. But y'all, she was the old mother, Big Betty. So it must have been the old gal you thought of. Well, like I say, I will not mention any names. But anyway, y'all, by the time we got back to the motel, you know, we had had the 3-hour time change. Y'all, it was 1 a.m. in the morning Eastern time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. But y'all, we were all pooped. We were just pooped is what we were. Yes, Big Betty. And so we all got a good night's sleep, got up the next morning, and me and my sister, we got out and we walked around the resort. Y'all, it was about 3/4 of a mile just around the resort. So we did, I think we did 3 laps of that. And then we met the others, and y'all, none of the others had ever been to Las Vegas. So we walked up to the strip, and y'all, we wanted to see in the Venetian, they have a display because the Venetian is kind of in cahoots with the sphere on the Wizard of Oz. So they've got a Wizard of Oz display where you can have your picture. You can have your picture made, and y'all, I'm going to put a couple of pictures of Big Fatty around Lost Wages, and I'm not going to reveal my costume that I wore to the show, but y'all, I put a couple of pictures up on the WWW later, at noon today, so y'all be on the lookout for that, and we'll tell you more on tomorrow's little show.
We're off to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Okay, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, juicy, y'all, Hortensia. She's heading to the villa today, y'all. She'll get to see Big Fatty's spooky ghost that he's got here at the villa. Y'all, I am so tickled with this ghost. It's lovely. It's just lovely. And y'all, I've got some more feedback about the recap shows, and we'll talk about those as the week goes along. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Miss Bacon from over there at the Epitome little show. Miss Bacon, anything you want to say to Big Fatty?
And I think Fart Pants be on your way or whatever.
Oh, I'm on my way, and that's the sound I usually make when I'm running to the turl, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.